Vayter and Shasper and Bava Mitzia Daf Ayin Dal, picking up at the very top line. Let's begin. Dun 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 dun. Zakta Gemara Amar Rava. Zakta Halga Rava. Hani Bei Talasik Davi Zuzah Lechad. Let's have three people that give money to one guy, Lemizman Lumida, to go and buy, get some business. Each one of them wants him to get something. Vizavin Lechad Minayu, he ends up buying, but only for one of them. Zavin the Kula ends up buying, it ends up being that it's really all of theirs. Vilaam Renella, the Lotzar, Vichasim, Inish, Inish, Lechuda. It's only if they didn't separate, Rashi says, Mos, Shal Kolechad, Shal Kol Ish, Vish, Levad, if they didn't separate each one by themselves. About Tsar Vichasim, Inish, if they did that, then Laman Zavin Zavin, Laman Zavin Zavin, whichever package of money you use, that's what ends up happening. Amr, that's who it belongs to. Amr, Papi Mished Rava, Hai Situmta Kanya. Situmta is Kone. What does that mean? Rashi says that Chosim Shirushum and Chenvin Malachavio Shal Yayin Shalokhin Harbabiyachad, Uminichin Osam Beotzer. What happened is that they sell a bunch of barrels of wine at the same time, and they would Chosim. It makes some sort of sign, a roshem, on the barrels of the wine that they want to buy a lot of. At the same time, umelichim some leaving it in the oats in the storehouse, abaylim, and umelichim some achas achas limko lechanus, v'roshem some ladash shall call a reshumos nimkara. So as soon as they make the marking on it, that's considered enough of a sale. Amaya chasal in reference to what halacha, avchaviva amar lemiknaya mamish. In order to the actual straight up, it's bought, it belongs to them full on. Rabbanan ami lekabule alei mishapara. No, it's strong enough that if someone's going to back out, they're going to get a mishapara. Like we learned earlier, someone gets cursed for doing such a thing. Either it's automatic or it's cursed. Vehilchas halacha is a kabbalah alei mishapara. That's what it is, a mishapara. But asin higil mikne mamish kani. But in a place where the minhag is that it's a straight up buy, rashis regil and rishom al manas b'davar zet a kunuya lo kila mashach kani. It's as if it did mishicha and it's already acquired. Zog the next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah. The phrase was that Hayahu Tchila Lakotsim. If he's the first one doing Kitzir Kotzer, and therefore there's no Shar, there's no Yatzah Shar, there's no like price that's set yet, then Posegimom Alagadish, then what they can do, they can go and they can create a Piska, a contract with him, a forward contract we discussed on the grain that he has over there for the future. Well, Avachel Anavim, and also the vat of grapes that it has over there for the future, that they're going to become wine, and on the Zeis and the vat of olives for the future delivery of the oil, and Beitzim of Yotzer, the pottery, like we said, the balls of pottery for the potter. Velasid Mishishik, I'm going back to the Mishnah, by the way, we haven't picked up yet. Mishishik or Bekivshan, or the limestone after you put it in the kiln. Okay, let's just take it from there for now. Right. Because we hit a bunch of these now. Hayu tchil lekotsim, Rav says, Mechusar shtayim posig. When is it true that you can go ahead and when is it considered enough that it's called yeshlo? Right? Remember we said one of the tanayim is, one of the conditions is if I'm going to give you money now for a future delivery, is that you already have it right now. But what happens if it's not complete yet? Then Rav says, Mechusar shtayim posig, if it's only missing two things, then you could go ahead and you could do this deal for the future sale over here. Says Rashi, that is Mechusar shtayim shtayim alach. Even though there's no shar, the ha yeshlo of a mechusar shalosh kein lo dami. Right. So we said if the shar is already out, so then that's one thing. Whatever, there's no shar. Then if because he's the beginning of the kotzim over here, so there's no one has the shar out. So then as long as it's only mechusar a maximum two malachos to be done, then that's good enough. But once it's missing three, then sorry, nothing doing. It's as if he doesn't have it. That's Rav. Ushmuel Amar, he gives another criteria. He says, Bide Adam. It depends what it's mechusar. Is it mechusar something? Bide Adam or Bide Shamayim? If it's Bide Adam, I feel a mea posik, even if it's missing 100 things, because right now, if you want to, you can go and do it, and therefore, it's considered like yesh, be the shamayim, but if something is be the shamayim, Rashi says, the mi yemar da asi, who says it's even going to come, right? Then afilu achas eno posik. So back, Rashi, one more time, says the Gemara. Bidei Shamayim feel achas ena posik. Even if it's like only one thing, it's not. You can't do anything with it. It says Rashi, demi yemer da'asiv yehei biyado lahashlam hilkach keinlo. It's considered like he doesn't have. So big time machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel, right? And that is that Rav, according to Rav, it can be lacking two of any type of things, but not more. And according to Shmuel, he's going to be more meikel when it comes to Bidei Adam, but he's more machmir when it comes to Bidei Shamayim, even lacking one. Now we're going to be asking questions back and forth in Rav and Shmuel. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, posikim amagadish halagod on the stack of grain. You can go ahead and you can be posik for the future stuff of the grain that's going to come out. Now, v'ha mechusar mishra, Right, it's missing these three things over here, that you have to put them in the sun to dry them out, you have to do threshing of them, you have to do winnowing. So why, according to Rav, would that be okay? Because Rav says that you're only allowed to be missing maximum two. I don't care what it is, the other bit, you can only maximum two, and this is three. So the Gemara, come on to Dash Shadad B'chama Yavash. We're talking about a case where it's already in the sun and dried, and therefore it's only lacking two things. Even only one, you're not able to do it, and here it's missing two. It's lacking the winnowing, which is b'di shamayim. You have to have the winds there. It's okay to do it. You can do it when you have a napa, which is a type of sifter. As she said, you should be a strong winnower to winnow in order to get rid of all the stuff that's not wanted. It would blow away all the chaff and all that kind of stuff. And here we're lacking it. It says, no, there's a way of doing it by hand. So now you're only lacking one thing over here. What were the three things we said? Drying them out, threshing and winnowing. So all that is really bidei shama, bidei adam. It could even be bidei adam. Okay, but I'm saying the kashan rav vala avich elanavim in the vat of grapes, which is going to be in the wine. I've a mechusar michmar vayule the bay matzarta lemeida shalemingad. But this is missing four things. It's a ripen, has to bring it to the wine press. You have to step all over it, tread on it, and you have to draw it out. So then, why couldn't him? Is it okay? Because the tani rav chia ala komer shel zaysim. Like rav chia says, by the komer of zaysim, by the ripening of the olives. That's the next part of the Mishnah that we said with the olives, that they store them in the vat in order to ripen. And he's saying that the Mishnah doesn't mean olives that were just put there, but rather the ones that are already ripe. So, Hachanami, ala kol mishal anavim, we're talking here that they're already ripe, the grapes are already ripe and ready to go. So that's one less. It says, Gemara, but hold a second, I'm a chusrit las. But so you're lacking three things over here. Like we said, you got to bring it to the wine press, tread, and step all over it, and then draw it. So we're dealing with what? Ba'asada hu dezavin hu denugit. We're talking about the case where the person in the town, where the one who actually goes and buys it, he's the one who's going to be drawing it out, and therefore it's only lacking two things, and Rav is good. The alamatan shazaysim, we said on the vat of olive, which is the ripening, and to bring it to the olive, to the oil press, lemeidash, treading, and which is when they stepped all over it, dash lemingad, and the drawing it out, right? So now it's missing four things. Rashi points out that beidape is bisabad shel shemen. At the oil press. Tani Rabbi Chiya bar al komer shel zaysim. Rabbi Chiya explains, we're talking about a komer of zaysim, it's already ready to go. Aye, I'll get to last, but there's still only three. There's still three that's like, so Rav, it's a problem. No, but Ashada, who does oven, whom, and he's the one who goes and takes that, the one who goes and he's buying it. And the next part of the Mishnah says, Rela beitzim shel yotzer, pottery balls, a beitzim of the yotzer. Right, they're going to be coming to pots, the one who's going to take, you know, the, like pottery. What's it called? The potter, who takes like the clay and makes it into something. Am I? Vamachosa lefume. It's lacking over here. Lefume is, Rashi explains it's making it into the proper shape. Via vushe and drying it out. Ayule latuna. Bring it putting in the kiln, the misraf to get burnt, you know, to burn it, fire it up, or the mepak, and then going taking it out. So it's missing five things. Why couldn't Rav, is that okay? Right? Rashi says, misraf is letzar for the kipshan. So it says, Gemara, kigon, de melafa for the bibisho. It's talking about what's the case? It's already shaped and it's already dried out. Iva ketlas, and it's three. It says, no, but I said, who does oven, who do my pick? He's the one who goes and takes it out. The one who buys it. So it's only lacking two. So Rav says Makasha. Ve'ala said Mishi Yishakeno Bekivshan. And when we talk about limestone, that's when the one who's selling it, that he put it into the kiln in order to, you know, for future. Vai Mechosek Mikla Vafuke Umeidaka, but it's lacking burning and taking it out and crumbling it up in order to make it into Rashes Lachash and Isafu Avonim. Harehin Chaticho Srufos and Mutsino Samina Kivshan. They have these burnt up pieces. Take them out of the kiln. Venosim Behomatamai, put water on it. Vitsobri no sun. Venidochos Mehalein Kemech Tochen. It just falls down into like this powder form. So it's lacking three things. Basad who does oven, who died? No, we're talking about the case. One who bought it, he's the one who crumbles it up, puts the water on it. Therefore, it's only lacking two things. Ula Shmuel, don't be the Adam, a Philomea Posig. He says, if it's be the Adam, if it can be lacking 100. Lamali Mishi Yishak Enu Bekivshan. Why does he say that it's only going to be after he put it into the kiln, Right? Even before it should be okay. Says the Gemara, Ema Misheroi L'Shakal B'Kishin, when it's ready to actually be put over there. In other words, once it's ready to go, then that's good enough that it's considered Yesho. Ashishim Misha Heichin V'Hizmin Es HaAvanim V'Es HaBeitzim V'Kol B'Yado. Everything's there, right there. V'Ein Chaser Ela Melechus HaSreif. The only thing that's lacking is the actual burning of it. Says the next part of the Mishnah, V'Ala Beitzim Shel Yotzer, and the clay of the pottery, the pottery balls, Tan Rabbanan, Ein Poskim V'Ala Beitzim Shel Yotzer, Al She'asu, you can't go ahead and create this contract with the pottery ball thingamajig until they're already formed and ready to go. Whoa. David Rabbi Meir, Zaygezucht, Rabbi Meir, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, B'Afar Lavan, what is this talking about? When it's white dirt. Rashi says, She'eno matzoi. Look, it's not found. It's not common. It's rare. So that is what Rabbi Meir says, you have to have the stuff right now. Rabbi Yossi says, no, as long as it's found somewhere that he can go and get it, but he doesn't have it, except for enough for love, and he's masking, because that's hard to come by. Aval, but offer shachar, when you're dealing with black dirt, Rashi says, shehu matzoi b'mkomo, and it's actually beyond. It doesn't have to be in your hand. Shem ein lezeh, yesh lezeh. Someone else has it, so it's fine. Kigon, kfar, Chananya v'chavrosea, like Kfar Chananya v'chavrosea, Kfar Shikin v'chavrosea, or Kfar Shikin v'chavrosea, Poskin, they're able to do it even before they're in balls. Because even though this guy doesn't have it, someone else does have it, and therefore that is enough. So Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Story time. I remember Yoav Zuzimi Kime Ayafra. Maymar would give the money and set it up after they already brought the earth to the, until they already had it. Rashi's Mehisha Hichnis Amocher with Savar Alpha Bebase of Afar Shachar. However, we're talking about Afar Shachar, who clearly is taking a sign over here with Rabbi Meir that even is Afar Shachar. Come on, who's that going like? Ikar Meir says to Rabbi Meir, Amar Achi Yeah, he says until it's actually formed. And here, wasn't yet formed. That Ikar Biyosi, Halmer Alpha Bishain Lazay, he says, hey, even if it's not formed, someone has have it, someone else does have it, so it should be good enough even if he doesn't buy it yet. What's going on? It says, Gomorrah Leolim Krabi Yossi. Really is going like Krabi Yossi. Abasida Meimar Oshik Afra. But by a Meimar where he was, the earth, it was fine, to, hard to come by. Rashi says, Yakar Ve'eno Matzoi. It was expensive and it wasn't found. Even black earth says, yeah. Okay, even black earth was something which was hard to come by, it was hard to find, and therefore, that's why he had to have it, but if it wasn't yet made. So if he already bought it, then some chadaite, then he's some echdas on the fact that he has it, and therefore it's good to go. Rashi says to call echad v'achozikav, somebody backs out is going to be shapara. V'yoyev luzuze, and therefore he gave the money. V'ilo, if they didn't buy it yet, lo some chadaite, then not some echdas, and therefore you didn't give the money. If you got it, I'll give it. If you don't, then I won't. But even if it's not done yet, it's still fine, because that's like Rabbi Yossi. Next part of the Mishnah, Posek Gemara, Zevel Koimos Hashana. Then we said that you're allowed to come into a forward contract for Zevel manure. That's all days of the year, right? And Rabbi Yossi says, we saw in the Mishnah, he says, no, you can't do it unless he already has it in his pile. But the Chachamim say that that's going to be okay. Back to the Mishnahs for a second. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, even if it's not yet in the Ashba, even if it doesn't have it over here. They say, you don't got to get it. You don't have to have it. And now says the Gemara, Chachamim Ha'inu Tana Kama, the Chachamim, is the same as the Tana Kama. You don't have to have it right now. Someone else is going to have it. Amar Rava, turn the page. Ayin Alam Beis, Yemos HaGishamim, Ike Benayil. The difference between the two of them is Yemos HaGishamim. Because remember, the Mishnah said that Posekim Olam HaZevel, that's Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Poskin Olam HaZevel, Elam Kein Oysel HaZevel B'Ashma. And then we say, Chachamim are Matir. That's the same. Aren't they the same? What's the difference between the two of them? Oh, so the difference between the two of them is during the rainy season, when it's the winter. Tanakam is the most makel. He says, whenever, you're good the whole year. Rabbi Yossi says, nope, nice try. It's got to be only if you have the stuff now. That's it. Nothing talking about future or the past or present or whatever. You got it right now. And the Chachamim say that it's good as long as it's not the winter where you can't get it at all. Says Rashi. So you have to have it. When? It's already trampled and ready to go, and it's already gone through the process of becoming zevel. Those are the difference between them. Next part of the Mishnah, last part of the Mishnah, Posek Gimoka, Sha'ar HaGavoa, the buyer. This is a case that was a little bit interesting. What it means to say is Poskim Kishar Gavoa, meaning that if I'm buying something from you, I want it to be that whatever I'm going to be maximizing is what I'm going to be getting over here. So like, let's say I buy $1 is going to get me 4 cartons of milk. And, but when you finally deliver it, one is only getting me 2 cartons of milk because the price is, you know, increased, then I should be getting, Kishar Gavoa means that I should be gaining the more produce of what I paid for, so I should get it at 4. If it goes at 1 is going to get me now 8, that's what I get, because that's what it is, but if it's going to get me 2, that's what I get the 4, so I'm not losing out over there. Says the Mishnah, Posekimo Kishar Gavoa, and Rabbi Huda says that even if he didn't say this with him, he could still say that if it falls, give it to me today, like what, you know, what the value is and that I should gain, or I want my money back. He could actually go and back out of it. Story time. Pardon me. Story time. There was a guy who gave money. And he wanted to buy, we're going to see, he wanted to buy jewelry. So he gave money right now for future jewelry. Lenadunya de Bechamua for his father-in-law's dowry. Says Rashi, who gavra de yav zuzel in the dunya de bechamua. Upasak in moche in the dunya, he made a deal with this guy selling tachshite abanos, venasla mos, he gave money, lios muchanim, liom plone, should be ready for a particular day, vasu chamim shliach lifsok, and the father made him into a shliach in order to do this. Lesov zal in the dunya, in the end, the dowry, it became, went down in value before I actually ended up getting it. Rashi says, Zalna dunya v'rotza lachzer, she'en chum v'rotza l'kabla, but don't malone. He didn't want it to, you know, to accept it with this small amount. Also, coming from a convert, Papa Armelli said, "E pasak de mokushar gavol." If you were posik, you set up, you were clear with him that you wanted to have for, you know, the best price. You could take it at the price that is now. V'lo, but if not, then shakul kimei kara. You can only take it at the original price. Meaning if you set that up, then you're right. You get it. But if not, then sorry. Whatever you paid, then you're going to get whatever you paid for. You paid X amount for this type of stuff. That's what you, it's a done deal. Now, even though it went down in value, you get it. You get it what it is. But you're right that if you had set this up, then you can get your money back or you can get more. Amalei Rabbanu Rab Papa, they said, V'lo pasuk shakul kimei kara. And if not, he goes like a kara. Most nenu, but this is a case where all he did was he paid money, but he actually didn't do any meshicha. Umos lo kanu, and money, just giving money, is not making actual kinyan. This goes back to daf mem dalid, my friends. Therefore, he could back out. Amalu, he said, "Ana nami l'kabuli ale mi shepara kamina." All I mean is that Itaka could back out of it, but he's going to get a mi shepara. I pasuk kishar gavoa. So if he set up kishar gavoa, and then it goes down, he doesn't want to give it to the lower price. It's the seller who's backing out. He's going to be getting mishabar. And if he didn't make the psika about what's going to be, then lokeach kahadabay. He's the one who's going to be backing out here. Makabale lokeach mishabar. Then the lokeach is the one who's going to be getting a mishabara. Amale Ravina Lirav Papa. You just picked a tzad in a machlokes. Ubi mai drabanan he the pligyale drabi shimin. How do you know that this din that you just went in our Mishnah is going along that the Rabbanon, he's going along with the Rabbanon who argued with Reb Shimon? The army that say, Mos lo kanu. Mos does not kanu. Afilo achi, pasuk kishara gavah, shakel kidahashta. And then we play out everything that you just said, that if in pasuk kishara gavah, that he could take like what it is now and ilopak, and if he didn't, then shakir to mekara, he could take mekara, or he's going to give me shapara. Dim Rabbi Shimini. Maybe our Tana, the Tana come here, goes like Rabbi Shimon, Damer Mos Konos. Money actually is Kone. Right, this is what we saw earlier. Mem Dalid, Mem Zion. Thank you, Mr. Shas. Damer Mos Konos. Chi Pasuk Kishar Gavoa. And that's why, only in that case, if he goes and he sets it up, that he's going to get the best price. And Shakal Kiyashi, he could take it like it is now. If not, he's taking me a car. Because the money actually is Kona. It does. When you give the money, that's enough of a Kona. But we said it's Midor Abanim. We don't want to do that because of the fact that they're going to mess up. They're going to mess over with the stuff in the attic, etc. Avalu Rabbanan. But according to Rabbanan, who say that it doesn't, most is not Konos, then Bein Pasak, Bein Lo Pasak. Then whether he set up his dinner or he didn't, he said originally, I want to make sure I'm going to get a better deal or not. Shaku Kiyashta. He's able to take it as right now. The Daita De Inish Atara Zilo, because the person, what does he have in mind? His mind is only, when he's making a Pisca, is to get the cheaper price. And therefore, that's it's straight up. Rashi says, the Daita De Inish Aposikal Adlachazman Atara Zilohu Im Yishtane Betochazman, if it goes and it switches up. Amar Leis, so Rabbi says back, Amar da Amar Rabbi Shimon b'chad tara, betray tara mi Amar. When does he say such a thing? When does Rabbi Shimon hold that this concept of Mos Konos? Rashi says, when is that? Amar da Amar Rabbi Shimon de lokech lo matzi adar, but he's not able to back out. B'chad tara, that's only if there's one price. Rashi says, kegon shelo nishtan ashar, it didn't switch. Oh, posek al manas akabo miyad, or he has to do it immediately, v'nishtaro, betoch kach nishtan ashar. Betray Tari mi Amar. But does he say when there's two prices? Rashi says, betray Tari ki masista ar mishta, where it was one price when he did it, and next price, letter price later. Mi Amar. Rashi says, modehu de choser. He modik in choser. Ve'ein alav elim mishapara. And the only thing he's going to have is the mishapara. V'chi nami ukma lak Rabbi Shimon. Lehi notzel mikilalas mishapara. Matzrich la lifso kishar gava v'im lo pirish. He has to be mefarish when he says it. V'im lo pirish v'chozibo. If he doesn't and he goes back in, he mekabel mishapar. V'ho adin rabbanon to betray tayr lo pligi. They're not actually arguing when it comes to two prices. And how do we know that that's true? That if there's like an expected price change, that Rav Shimon doesn't say that mo is konos. Dilote malchi. We don't say that mishapar belokech Rav Shimon lesle. There's never going to be a case of a Mishapara according to Rabbi Shimon. When does one get that curse of Mishapara? Only when they are able to back out, but they shouldn't. Rashi says, Leslie, but Tamiya, right? You want to say he doesn't hold of it? Let's read again. Little Tema, Mishapara, Lokech, Rabbi Shimon, Leslie. You say there's no case because if Mos Konos, and as soon as a person makes a deal, it's over and finished. So you have to go and buy, like, there's nothing to talk about. We need to find a case where you can back out, but you shouldn't to get a Mishapara. You're going to say, yeah, maybe that's true. He doesn't hold to this idea of Mishapara. It doesn't exist. So everything, yeah. Well, Tanya can't be, because we know we learned in a Braisa. And guess what? This Braisa is Rabbi Shimon b'chvodo v'atzmo. V'atanya mikol makom kach halacha. This is the halacha. Aval amru chachamim Mishapara. Rashi says this is Rabbi Shimon's statement. Rabbi Shimon kamer lo b'perka zahav. That is the quote. Mikom akom kach halacha, aval amru chachamim mishapara. This is talking about Chum said about someone who backs out on the deal that the person gets a mishapara. My mikom akom. What does that mean? Mikom makom. Lav de lo shna lokech v'lo shna mocher. The difference between the buyer and the seller backing out, right? Either one. Mekabel le mishapara. They're going to get a mishapara on them. In which case, clearly, Rabbi Shimon is masking that there's a case of mishapara. Ella, so how do we answer this? Kikam Rabbi Shimon. When does Rabbi Shimon say that Moses is Konos? Bechad Tara, only when there's one price. Bechay Tari, lo ka'amar, right? Lo amar, when it comes to two, he doesn't say it. So that's the case. So there's going to be a Mishapara. Amar le Ravacho. Rav Acha b'rid Rav Ashi, v'tepek lei de shliach shavye meikara. really there shouldn't be an Isha Parir altogether because he made him as a shliach, and therefore he's not doing it on his own, but rather there's a shliach that's doing it. So really there shouldn't be, right? Amar Lei. So he says back to him, Bitagra Dezavin Umizabin. Our Papa's talking about a case where the son-in-law himself was a tagar. He was a merchant who bought and sold, and therefore he was acting on his own behalf, and he wasn't actually behaving like a shliach. Says Rashi, "V'lo shliach nase elahu pasakim chasno v'chasno pasakim acherim u'mestaker." He set up; each one was setting with the other. Imkain lo pasak chama v'imo v'zeh pasak kedei lamocho lachamav. He was going to sell to his father-in-law u'mestaker. It's pretty awesome. He was going to, the middleman who was going to sell, get it for his father, sell it to his father, really for himself as a nizunya, as a dowry. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah, Malva Adam is a Risin Chitin. A person could lend his sharecropper wheat. He could lend it to him, says Rashi Sa'abisav. We're going for first time. You know, the wheat for the wheat. I give you this amount of wheat, a pound of wheat, give me back a pound of wheat. And Rashi says, Gemara is going to explain why. Bechitin is allowed to do it in reference to chit. Well, let's try again. Malva Adam is a Risin Chitin Bechitin. Lizera, if it's for Zera, for planting, for seeds. Avalo Lecho, but not if it's for eating. Eating, there's an Isser Saba Saba for seeds notched. Why do we have to tell you that? Rabbi Gamliel didn't do that. He was machmen himself like a queen of seeds. Rabbi Gamliel, Malvas, a recent chitim chitim, Lazera, Biyoker Vahuzla, Biyoker Vahuzlo, Obazol, Behukro. If let's say it was a certain amount of value, it was expensive, then went down in value, or it was down in value, went up in value, notamim kasharazol, he would always take the lower price. Not because that's Allah, El Shots Lahmer, so he wanted to be Machmir on himself. Tanu Rabban, on Malva Adam, Mr. Riso Chitin, Bechitin, Lezera, Bamea, Devarim, what are we talking about? Shalom Yorad. This is if he didn't yet start his sharecropping duties. Says Rashi that Adayin lo yarad ha'aris asocha la'avoda b'shem avoda, he didn't do any avoda. Aval yarad, once he started the process, Rashi says before Azil, aser, then it's aser to go and do it, to do this deal of here. Once he started up, it's a problem. Frak the Gemara, ma'ish not tana didad de lo kamifgli, de lo kamaflig, ben yarad ben lo yarad, ma'ish not tana bra, de kamaflig ben yarad ben lo yarad. Why is it that our Mishnah doesn't make any distinction whether you started the process of working or not, but this Bryce over here, this tana bra, to come out for me is the difference between whether or not he started or didn't. Amarava, Rav Idi Asbro Niyalei, Rav Idi explained this to me, I says Pirish Vehevinali, he explained it, made it understood to me. Basar the Tana Didan, in the Asra in the town, the place of where our Tana was, Arisa Yoiv Bizra. What was the local custom? It was that the sharecropper, he was the one who gave the seeds when he would be working the land. He's the one who supplied the stuff. Rashi says Hazera. That's Bizra, is the Zera, Bain Yarad, Bain Loyad, so therefore, whether he went in the field, didn't come in the field, Kamadil Yarad Bizra, as long as he hasn't supplied the seeds, Matsim Masalikle, the landowner can go ahead and get rid of him and chuck him. In other words, their deal doesn't start and doesn't come into effect until he brings the seeds, and that's what the custom was. That was a minigamakam. But, right, so until he does that, he could chuck him, even if he started working, even if he started plowing or something like that. V'chikan Nachis. So when he goes down into the field, lebatze mehachi kanachis, he's putting himself for less than the regular rate. If the minag is that the sharecropper brings, the ariz brings the seeds, then he can go ahead and he can give him better terms if the landowner is the one giving the seeds. The mistress case is the type of place where the guy would bring his own stuff. So therefore, since he's not supplying it, then he's doing another type of deal. They can arrange whatever type of deal they want to arrange. So therefore, this is what's happening over here. When they agree that he's going to give him the wheat, the landowner is going to give it to him, it's not considered a loan, but it's like a new type of deal that they set up and they structured. And therefore, they're allowed to go do such a thing. But this, again, I was only talking about if it's being used to plant, but not if it's being used in order to eat, because it's a sabasa. Ba'asa the Tana Barah, but in the place of the outside Tana, Mari Ara Yav Bizra, the landowner, he's the one who actually gives the seeds over there. Oh, so if he gives it Elo Yarad, if he didn't yet go down into the field and start working, Damatsim Masalikle, in that case, he's able to go and get him out of there. And And now they go out and they create a loan over here, right? Because before he started working, when it wasn't, this agreement wasn't yet binding, the balabais he set up that he has to do the siege, which is against what's normally done. And he offers to lend him stuff for that, kikonachis, when he now starts going to work, lebatze mehachikonachis, he's doing it for less than the regular rate that's done, iyared, but if he, so that's where we are, the matze mehachikonachis, lebatze mehachikonachis, iyared, if he already went into the field, he started working, the lomatze mehachikonachis, we can't kick him out anymore at that point, and now they're doing that loan, then usher, it's going to be usher, because beforehand, it's just rearranging a sharecropper's deal, but now it becomes like a loan, and therefore that's going to be a problem. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, Omer Adam Lachaver, a person could say to his friend, beep, turn the page, I and A, halveni kor chitim, lend me a kor of chitim of wheat, v'kotzis lo damim, and they could set up a price. That they set up how much the value is going, how much it's worth, and then he's going to pay him back that amount of cashmani. He says Rashi, "Kach v'kach damim kishar shel achshav at etein lecha v'ka'amar tana dim huzlu notel chitim." Oh, let's read the rest of it now. Huzlu nosin lechitim. If the wheat then became cheaper, he gives back the same amount of wheat. Hukru nosin lo damim, lo nosin damim. But if it goes up in value, then he only has to give. He has to give the value of what it was. He can't give back the same core because that's going to be ribbis. In fact, the Marva lo katzatz. Didn't he set up a price of what it is? Why does he have to accept a cheaper value? Rav Sheshes Hachikamar. Im lo katzatz. If he didn't set up a price. A fixed price, then huzl not the chitav, and if the wheat became cheaper, then the lender can take back his wheat, the same amount that he gave, hoker nosan demayim, but if it goes up in value, then he has to go and give him only their original value of what it was. He's not allowed at that stage to go ahead and give back the actual core, because that itself would be ribbis. He's got to pay back keshmani of what the value was. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.